Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Obviously, game six is really important. We know as a team that we've lost three straight, and something new for us. But we gotta go in Toronto and we gotta get game six. Fix anything we're doing wrong right now. Just try to play winning basketball, and we've created great habits all year long. So hopefully we can. It comes out in game six.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Giannis says, we're not going to fold. We've created great habits all year long, and they need to come out in game number six. With the Milwaukee Bucks now one loss away from their season being over and falling short of the NBA Finals, I think, is the top seed in the East. That would obviously be your goal, and your expectation is to follow that through with the conference title. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Raptors pull away in the fourth quarter. They show off maybe a little bit more experience. You can find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page. It's our final show of the week, and we are excited to welcome Jim Paschke, who's the play-by-play voice of the Bucks on their TV network. He's been with the Bucks for a really long time. Well, let's start with that fourth quarter, Jim. What happened to the Bucks in that final frame?
Well, Amy, I think they're lamenting not getting a few rebounds. They were close and trying to keep it within striking distance, but there were a few rebounds there that got away from Milwaukee, and, of course, Toronto was able to convert. But, just another one of those difficult games. They're going to look at some things, and when they check the tape tomorrow, they're going to see what they have to improve on. Coach Budenholzer said that after the game. Rebounding got away from us down the stretch, and he said we have to be better. He says that every day, of course, but he means it now with the Bucks facing elimination in game six.
You know, a lot has been made of the experience at this point. So the Raptors having a couple of guys who've won NBA titles and others who've been to the conference finals. As for the Bucks, they've got just one guy who's ever played, who's active, who's ever played in a conference final. Does it look like that has caught up with them a little bit to you?
That's a great question. We did a post-game show tonight, and that was my point to lead it off. I thought I saw the experience of Toronto. They were calm and cool. You could see that they had been there before, and the way I looked at the Bucks tonight, they rushed some shots. They weren't quite as composed at times in the game as I felt Toronto was. So that's a very germane question, and I think we are seeing Toronto's experience at play here.
In those moments when they need to remain level-headed and disciplined, who's the guy that generally they can lean on?
Well, I think the Bucks have a few of those. Chris Middleton and Giannis are very good at that. Malcolm Brogdon is a very level-headed player. George Hill is very consistent. He has some playoff experience. So they have plenty of that. But, it's one thing to have it in your mind and be able to do that, but it's another thing to have the experience of having done it and to be able to go freely through the process because you've been there before. So they have people who are quite able and quite intelligent and they can process all of it, but it's that experience factor, I think, that we always hear about. You know, you can't win until you learn how to lose at this level. I didn't want to believe it this year, but it's seeping in a little bit at this point.
Jim Paschke is the play-by-play voice on the Bucks TV network with us here After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. How would you describe the series overall to this point, now five games deep?
Well, it was, a good series. The Bucks did their thing. They played pretty well. I think game three was the difficult one for Milwaukee, the double overtime game. They had many chances in that to perhaps pull it out and could not on the road. Obviously, had they done that, it would be a totally different situation. And then it was quite shocking, really, that they were blown out by 18 in game four. And then they come back home, and you think that the home court and the crowd will help you, and it did, but not enough. The Bucks have had an easy Nothing's easy in this league, Amy. You know that. But they have had a relatively easy run through the season, winning 60 games, and they started the playoffs 10-1. Nothing real difficult there. So this is the first bit of trouble they've run into. They have lost three games in a row now, and that did not happen at all during the regular season. In fact, they only lost back-to-back games one time. So there wasn't a lot of adversity, and, you know, maybe if it had been a little tougher, this would be a little different. But that's hindsight, I guess.
One of the things that Mike Budenholzer said after game number four was that the bench didn't give them enough. And as you look at the bench play tonight, now I know he didn't call on them for a ton of minutes outside of George Hill, but there's only 15 points coming off the bench. How much has that made a difference in the series, do you think?
In the last two games, Milwaukee's bench has been outscored by 45 points. And that is something that I don't think a lot of people expected. Game four, that performance was the second worst bench performance of the season. They had a tough game back in January, I want to say January 25th against Charlotte. The Bucks won the game, but the bench provided very little in that game. Otherwise, the bench has been there night in and night out, certainly in the playoffs. And to see it evaporate as we have in the last two games is a bit mystifying. Credit to Toronto, I guess.
Despite the fact that they're in a 3-2 hole now and that they've got to win these next two games to be able to get to the NBA Finals, how cool is it to have conference final games taking place in Milwaukee after all these years?
Well, I was around when they did it the last time in 2001. They lost the conference final in seven games in Philadelphia. They did not have the home court advantage, so it's nice to have the home court advantage. All those years when the Bucks were trying to get into the playoffs and trying to survive one round and get beyond that, you always felt that the home court advantage was about a seventh game. It turns out that it's really about getting the first two games and having the opportunity to jump on that advantage. And then you also don't have to travel when you move to the next round.
Right.
But here we are. We're back to the necessity of a game seven. And right now the Bucks are very fortunate to have that. They earned the right to have a game five at home tonight, and they have earned the right to have a game seven if it's possible on Monday. Credit to them, and now we'll see what they really have. We're going to learn an awful lot Saturday night in Toronto, and then we're going to learn an awful lot more should it go to Monday.
Okay, I have to ask Jim, how often on your broadcast do you say Giannis's full name?
Well, I was very fortunate. I was around when Giannis was first in Milwaukee, and he told me very early on. I asked him, you know, for some help, and we got it done. I say his name quite often. I will rely on Giannis once in a while, but Adetokounmpo has always been pretty easy for me.
Yes.
And I learned something this year, Amy. If you saw the Nigerian spelling of his name, which his name is, it is pretty simple. The Greeks added the T's and the K's and all of that and made it a little difficult. So Adetokounmpo is pretty phonetically easy with the Nigerian spelling.
I like it. So Giannis Adetokounmpo, there we go. He is first team All-NBA, a unanimous selection. What kind of a superstar is he, Jim?
Well, he's only 24 years old. I always point that out because he's 3 years from his prime. He's a wonderful kid. He deserves every bit of this. He has earned every bit of this. He has worked hard for every bit of this. You know, he came in, he was happy-go-lucky when he was 18 years old, and, you know, it was a coming-to-America thing, and he was just wonderful. Now he has a game pace. He still can be light and have fun, and he just picks his spots a little differently now. He's maturing, and I think the world of him as a person, and I really believe in how he goes about his business. So everything that he is getting and earning, he deserves greatly. He's really the real deal at this point.
Jim Paschke of Bucks TV with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. Won't keep you much longer since you've already done a whole lot of talking tonight. But when you look at where this team started at the beginning of the year and where they are now, even though we don't know if we're going to make the NBA Finals, where do you see the biggest growth in this group?
Well, I think obviously, the coaching change and the coaching staff, that has been the biggest change in Milwaukee. They came in, put in simple things on both the offensive and defensive, and the players took to it, and it has been really seamless all season long. And then right behind that is the fact that there was great chemistry and camaraderie on this team, and still is. They support each other, and it's been pretty effortless in that way. I can't, with all honesty, tell you that there was one issue that I became aware of between players or between anybody. There was none of that. And I respect that a great deal. I think that is huge, and I think that teams that somehow come to that level of camaraderie are going to do very well, and this one did. Those are the biggest things. And, you know, right now they're learning how to win playoff games, tough playoff games, and that will be the next step.
You can find Jim on Twitter at Pashketball. I love that. I think that's very creative. 33 seasons doing Bucks TV, and now here they are with their backs against the wall in the conference finals. Jim, thank you so much for a couple of minutes. Great to talk to you.
My pleasure, Amy. Anytime. Great talking to you tonight. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.